enough of this work. $15 is a reasonable amount because statistically speaking, and what Mr. Nott pointed out, which you're right to an extent, that what actually should be the minimum wage for the average worker in the United States, based off of where it should be, is actually $20. As we know, it's significantly lower on terms of federal level. So the point is, but again, to reiterate, is the hotel workers, because they can afford it, they're not going to increase the rates on, you know, the hotel rooms. That would just be economic suicide for the whole big hotel chain. As pointed out, chains like Motel 6 won't be affected because they're simply too small, and it would be a burden on them, not, and versus, like, the Hilton will just be, it really won't matter to them. They'll get the increased rates on workers, and that's that, and everybody will be happy at the end of the day. As he's pointed out, the Long Beach, LAX, and what was the other place?
Those are the two regional kind of centers. Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to say, so thank you.
Donna and Miriam, you want to go first there, Donna?
Yeah, okay.
Miriam's...
Okay, I'll come first. Okay.
Donna
Pierman. I'm against this thing. I'm going to $15 an hour. I've been in federal government for 33 years. I make about $17, $18 an hour. It took me 33 years to get there. It just doesn't make any sense to start off... I said that I've worked for 33 years in federal government to make 17 or 18, and it's not right to start somebody off who may have been only there for a short time in the hotel worker $15 an hour. You got another problem you got is that when you start off real high like that, in 10 years, where are they going to be? $16 an hour? They're not going to be able to move up. I mean, and it's ridiculousness of making that we really should have minimum wage starting at 20. That's absolutely ridiculous. Then I want that stupid minimum wage because I don't make $20 an hour.
Thank you, Donna.
I say that people won't be able to afford, the people who are not tourists won't be able to afford to go to these hotels. So I'm certainly not going to go when they get their people on $15 an hour because I'm making a room. I can't even afford it right now, and I'm certainly not going to go there. I'll just, sleep on my car.
Donna, what's your...
Thank you, Donna Pierman and Miriam Fogler. You want to speak on this?
Yes, I do. Okay, as a matter of fact, there's a problem. The economy is built around a certain amount that people make. And unfortunately, some of the people that don't make enough can afford what they call housing and food. And it's an unfortunate thing. There's no way for them to move up the ladder because everything's been closed off. It's too much skill. You have to be able to be... have a school to train you how to move up. You know, you have to have enough to be able to know your medical, your English and math. If your skills are not up, then what other recourse do they have? Is the fact is, in the city, we're having the same dilemma. A lot of people who want to come in and work for the city have to pass the civil service tests, certain jobs. And they have to have knowledge of certain things, certain skills that are professional to down to semi-skilled. Like my husband's example, he went to machinist school, okay, in Hungary, okay. That's how he learned how to be a machinist, and he working with pipes and fans. But how many people do that? You know, nobody learns how to do a mechanical work today. You know, one thing is to, how about making, knowing how to make a bed really well, professionally, is one thing, being an amateur how to make a bed. That's the difference. Okay, the fact of the matter is that the city workers are right now being suppressed, that the fact that they're getting paid too well, and people want to get, they're so angry they're getting paid high. Well, if they didn't get paid enough, then the benefits have to obviously go up, and that would be another way of complaining about they're getting much too much. So one way or other, it's either too much pay or too much benefits, and everybody wants to take a piece of them and take from them and give it to the taxpayers, and I don't think it's fair to take it away from to save the taxpayers when the politicians are spending the money. We need to put a lid on tax on the politicians and their pay.
Miriam Fogler.
The politicians are making too much money.
Gentlemen, Miriam Fogler. All right, Candito, you're recognized for 2 minutes.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Paul, I'm a lifetime Republican. Party of Lincoln, Nixon, Reagan, Bush. Okay, you know what? But I believe in unions. and I believe in a fair wage, okay? So we need a middle class in this country. The thing that has made this country better than any other country in the world is because we have a middle class, and this is the one way that you sustain that. The people, I don't know about you, but I go to those big hotels, and when they pass on that that extra charge, whatever, I can afford it. And those who are in those large hotels, they can afford it. You're a small businessman. You have 7-Eleven over there, right around the corner over there. And so, you know, you might be opposed to this, but listen, we've got to extend a hand to the next person, because when we help one person, I have the floor. I have the floor, sir.
All right.
When I extend my hand to the next person and lift them up, he can help somebody else. They can help somebody else. So God bless America. Let's keep the middle class one, and let's get an aye vote behind this.
Very good. Without further objection, and if it pleases the council, I would like to call for the vote on 8D.
Second.
We have a second for Mr. Walenko. The motion on the floor is to vote on 8D with the language as is. Mr. Secretary, I call for the vote.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp.
No.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Mr. Anand.
I'm going to abstain at this time.
Okay, we'll put that as an abstain. Mr. Kamara.
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Havard.
No.
Ms. Havard, that was a no. Okay. Mr. Lazarevitz?
No.
Mr. Lynn?
Yes.
Mr. Martin?
Yes.
Ms. Meyer?
No.
That's a no. Okay. Ms. Skelton?
Abstain.
Mr. Walenko?
Yes.
Aye. Okay. I say 9 aye. 4 no. 2 abstain.
All right, so Roy, we voted on getting you a letter of support. Do you have language you can submit to us, please?
Sure, it could be any form that you like. Lake Balboa just kind of sent a simple kind of note.
Send us the.
I'll send you some samples. I'll send you some samples.
Beautiful.
And we can figure it out. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, moving on. 8E5608 Van Nuys Boulevard request letter of approval from the board on a conditional use beverage license to serve beer and wine in a fast casual restaurant, proposing for the conditional use permit to permit the sale and dispensing of alcoholic beverages for on-site consumption in conjunction with the proposed restaurant. Beer and wine only, hours of operation 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily to match open and close of restaurant. This Greg Taylor is going to be presenting on this. The Plum Committee, it came out of the Plum Committee unanimously, Carino? Or
yes.
So it came out of the Plum Committee unanimously.
Right.
You guys are just requesting a letter of support, is my understanding.
Yes.
And I'm sorry? This is, you're for the beer permit. The committee was for it.
Yes, they were for it.
Okay, so Pizza Rev, you are on the floor. You have the floor, you guys. There should. I made a bunch of copies. Can somebody let her borrow one? Thank you very much. Yes, sir. You are recognized.
Thank you. My name is Greg Taylor. I'm the zoning representative for Pizza Rev. We have a conditional use permit that is before the city and will be at a public hearing for the zoning administrator on April 25th.
April 25th?
Right.
Okay.
Here in this room, we took the matter before your committee. And presented it to them, and they unanimously supported it. This is a restaurant that's already open, next to Chipotle.
Yep.
It's down at the corner of Van Nuys and Burbank. And this is Pizza Rev has been opening quickly restaurants throughout the city. We've been before several neighborhood councils. We've always been supported in that. We have this restaurant is 63 seats, 48 inside, and the rest are on the exterior. We've been in contact with the police department. We have their rules that they would like to impose upon us. We've agreed to everything that's been done there. We've seen the conditions that have been recommended. And this is Robert Beck from Pizza Rev, and he is here to answer any questions you
Beautiful.
Might have.
Beautiful. Does the council have any questions for these gentlemen? Yes, Penelope Meyer.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a great addition to our community.
Thank you.
Very good. Anybody else on the council have any? Yes, Candito. No, you are not, but you are recognized, sir.
Absolutely. I've also done it. If you folks vote this through, I'm going to give you all an applause because this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to cut the cancer that's in this center area here, the bad businesses, the bad restaurants, and bring some of these great restaurants. So we're looking forward to having you, and I hope they give you an unanimous vote on this one.
Thank you.
Okay. No more liquor license for this area. Van Nuys has too many. We got to stop the liquor store, the liquor stores, and any of these businesses around here. No more liquor license.
After us.
When you walk in and you take it out of the street, we have too many people on the street.
Okay, perfect. So without further ado, if it pleases the council, I say we vote on this language as is, get the letter done, and move on with our lives. So that is the language.
Yeah.
Okay. Howard has seconded it. I call for the vote. 8E.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Treasurer Hopp.
Abstain.
Okay, just a second. Secretary Hendry, aye. Mr. Anand.
You know, I wish you all the luck. Aye.
Mr. Kamara.
Yours got turned down and you're saying aye? Wow.
We'll edit. We're in the middle of a vote. We're no editorializing, please.
So sorry.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara.
Yes.
Ms. Havard.
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Yes.
Mr. Lynn.
Well, you can get one of those cards.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes, absolutely.
Ms. Skelton.
No.
Okay, no. Mr. Waleko.
My answer is yes. I hope you can come out July 4th and help us promote the area for other businesses.
Beautiful.
Not once it's passed.
Everyone voted?
I was advised that I should check with you for pizzas for our council chambers meetings next time. We are not allowed to accept donations, but we sure would like a good deal. Just kidding. Anyway, I've never been to your place. I got to check it out. I'm kidding. Last time I made a joke, I got
13.
Written up for it.
That was.
I want you to know, though, I will come check out your place for our meetings.
Very good. The vote has passed. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, Carino, will you... Carino, for the letter, will you spearhead that, and then we'll go back and forth on that? Very good. All right, so next up we have Amber Meshack. She is going to be doing the 4 hours of training, and then we will get back to our meeting. So minute one.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. So before I say anything, I have to just say thank you to everyone. I really appreciate the card and just the warm wishes on the loss. And just it made me really realize how blessed I am to have such great colleagues that have backed me up during this time, as well as the community members and the relationships that I've built over the years working with Neighborhood Empowerment. And I'm looking forward to building a great working relationship with you as well. The idea tonight was that we would have an hour and a half orientation, but that it's obviously a little late to get started on that.
Right.
So I want to throw out some options for us to reschedule, and also just be I'll give you the materials that we were going to go over so you can review those and have some maybe questions ready. And I know that most of you have served on this board for quite a while or in other, you know, neighborhood councils or budget advocates, what have you. And so it's... The idea of the training is not just for the newbies, but for you to have the opportunity to ask questions about your actual experience and things that you've seen and, you know, kind of practical questions as well. So I'll give you the materials. Some options for the training are we could do it at another meeting, but start, do it,
we
but
have
do it first.
Part of our retreat.
Yeah. When is your retreat?
Well, we were waiting to swear in the new board, and then now we were going to act upon that. So we tried to have it at the Reagan Library, and since that's not in the city of L.A., we were not allowed to do that. For the council, I was going to suggest either the Japanese Gardens or maybe the Sportsman's Lodge, somewhere that's relatively close. Do you guys have any suggestions on the retreat?
So the only thing I can say about that is if it's on a weekend, we just need to coordinate the schedule because right now we're so scheduled with, we're so booked with evening orientations, but I'll definitely work with you. I mean, I think that's the best, that's the ideal.
If it pleases the council, is that a good idea, you guys?
So,
Saturday or Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, that we do it with our retreat.
So oh, yeah. Why don't you, I'll let collaborate. The president contact me with some possible dates. So the options, again, are either a retreat, a special meeting outside of your regular meeting, or at the top of a regular meeting where you don't have a full agenda. Yeah. So those are the three options that I would advise.
Cool.
And everyone has my number, my contact information, and I just want to say thanks again.
Thank you.
Yes.
Should anticipate at least an hour and a half for the ethics and the
planning. No. Okay, so let me clarify that. The ethics training... Okay, let me actually clarify this. The board orientation is designed to touch pretty much everything other than those two things. We go over them in general, we go over the structure, kind of like where the rules and policies come from. But the required ethics and funding training have so much detail, the level is, we have dedicated trainings for those. So there's two ways that you can complete your requirement for those. And for the ethics, you can either do it online, right, as I think you're all aware. And then April 26th, we're going to have a live training with City Attorney at right here at the Browdy Center. April 26th, that's a Saturday. Yeah. That's the Valley one. And
is that for ethics and is it for both?
For funding?
Yeah, and ethics? Or
We're trying to get a funding trainer scheduled, but at this time I don't think it is. Tomorrow night, unfortunately, we do have a live ethics training, but I know that's the Valley Mixer as well as the Mayor's State of the Union. But if there was somebody who wanted to really get there.
Where is that one?
That's at City Hall.
Okay, downtown.
Downtown City Hall.
All right.
And so we will be scheduling more, but in the meantime, both those trainings are available online. But I think what I would advise is for people who want to kind of hit the ground running is for you to do the online training and then call me and ask me any questions or things that aren't clear. So that is something.
Andy, you had a question?
Yes, and just a comment. You had referred to Mr. Camara on his doing the finance. We did it on the computer. We did it with the individual that he's run here. So he'll verify that Roland and Camara and I did it on as far as the funding.
No, I know that.
All right, and then the other one, as far as the ethics, it was at the Balboa neighborhood. Mr. Camara and I were there first, and then Mr. Camara showed up late, and so I'll look for the paperwork.
Very good.
But he is qualified for the funding, Mr. Camara.
We will sort out the paperwork downtown. Very good. Thank you, Amber.
All right.
Yes. Okay. So let's do Maria then Penelope. Yes, Maria.
On the 26th, at what time?
I believe it's the registration starts at 8:30 or 9 a.m. It's in our newsletter, and I'll resend it as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amber, if we just did that a few months ago, we have to do it again?
No. So, yeah, the ethics requirement is good for 2 years, and the funding...
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah, okay. But again, it depends on your role, right? Because the treasurer and the second signatory have to take a more in-depth training than the general board members. But if you want that more in-depth training or if you want to assist, you know, provide more assistance to Ms. Hopp, I'm sure she would appreciate it, then you can take the more in-depth training.
Very good. Thank you very much, Amber.
Thank you.
All right, moving on, we have 8F, plan to bring back the Van Nuys video conference to L.A. City Hall. All right, so in anticipation, I've been working on the Disaster Preparedness Summit, and I reached out to all of the other neighborhood council presidents in the Valley, and maybe...
they can also be talking about it at video conference.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I was speaking. Thank you. I reached out to the other neighborhood council presidents in the valley, and maybe in my naivete thought they were all going to get back to me within a day. That did not happen. In order for us to pull this off, which is to bring back the video conferencing, our plan was to get every neighborhood council in the valley to kick down $685.74 or whatever it was, and for all of us to be on the same page in that. What I suggest we do is we come up with the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council Ambassador Program, pick three or four really good people to start going to these meetings and get all of these people on the same page. Now, this is it's like herding cats. It's a mammoth, impossible thing we're going after, but if we can accomplish it, it's absolutely great. What I would like to do for the next meeting is come up with some language for the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council ambassadors, elect three or four of you guys, and then start sending you out to the other neighborhood council meetings with our language that we adopted and see if they can put them on their agenda and get this going. Now, it's entirely possible this could take 6 months to a year. Oh, yeah. It could be done in 3 months if we're resolute about it. 1 second, Candy. Basically, other neighborhood councils throughout America have ambassador programs. I pulled up one here that this is an ambassador program in Tennessee for a neighborhood council out there. The primary duty of the ambassador is nurturing neighborhood pride amongst residents. Volunteers in this position work in conjunction with the neighborhood council to keep residential blocks safe and clean. This is exactly what I would like to do. I'm more than happy to spearhead this for our neighborhood council, and obviously my suggestions would be Miriam and Donna and Candy and, well, that, but I'm going to want you to serve and whoever else, and this is how we're going to move forth with this. Yes, but we're in the middle of discussion and debate here on the plan to bring back the Van Nuys video conferencing. Does anybody have any better ideas than what I came up with?
Can we do a community impact statement for the conferencing?
I think that's a fantastic idea, Derek, and I don't know why we didn't come up with that to begin with. Anybody else have anything on that? We'll do a community impact statement supporting the fact that we want to bring back video conferencing. Candy. That's true, but we're still going to have somewhat of an outreach initiative, because well, we're going to have to pin them down and have them vote on money. Now, I know it's Jill Banks Barad. Who's the vice chair of that? Is it still Glenn Bailey? Is he still doing it?
Thank you.
Okay, so we've had this on the agenda for a couple months. If you remember correctly, when Glenn was doing his election stuff with the city, he said after the elections that he would be more than happy to carry the torch on this. So my suggestion would be let me come up with the ambassador program, and in conjunction we present it to Vank, and we see what we can do.
And a community impact statement.
It's on everybody.
Yeah, the ambassador program? Yes. Okay, Donna, yes. Did you have something on this?
I'll help you.
There it is.
In the community impact statement. I think it'd be
beautiful. So we'll do that for next month. Very good. Thank you, Derek. Anybody else have anything on this? Okay, so we'll just leave it on as is. And that's a genius idea, Miriam. We'll work on that. Moving on. 8G, address bandit taxi sources littering and saturating bus stops, newspaper racks, and payphones in Van Nuys and Reseda with business cards and flyers. This was brought to my attention by one of the gentlemen that gets our email blasts. I know this has come before the council for at least the 4.5 years I've served on it. Does anybody have anything? I know if you guys remember, Richard Taylor, who's no longer on the council, said that the LAPD Devonshire Division had a sting operation in regards to this. So does anybody have any ideas on how we can, and I know this is actually near and dear to Howard's heart, so.
What they do, Mr. Chair, may I?
Yes.
Okay, what they do, because of having worked for ARCO and you know, having payphones on the lot and so forth, is they take their business cards and they pass them out in local bars, and then the people call them from that card to come get them. They have vehicles that are their personal vehicles. They are not in any way.
Taxi is.
Exactly. They're not in any way labeled with, you know, the name of the company or whatever. And they don't have, to my knowledge, business licenses either. So they're not only taking money away from a regular taxi service, but they're taking money out of the city's pockets by not getting the proper licensure.
What do you propose, Madam Treasurer?
That therein lies the big problem, Paul.
There's the $64,000.
Paul, can you address the issue of how many times your dad, you, and I have torn the bandit taxi labels off the payphones and off doors and windows? And the bottom line is, I'm not sure how you attack the issue. All I can say is that's what they're doing. And if we were to send some people undercover to the bars and say, hey, you can't pass that out, that's illegal. I don't know.
Any
I mean, we have a lawyer on the board, Matt. Maybe he can come up with an idea.
George?
Yes, no. We're going to hear from the council first here. Yes, Paul.
Okay, so to answer her question, what happens is, and these people come in my store and at my store all the time. There are people with backpacks full of these cards,
right,
and they are basically paid by somebody to go and hand these cards out. And basically what happens is they walk in, they're basically, you know, walking around, and they're just putting these cards up, and they're paid. Somebody goes afterwards and checks that the guy put all the cards up or whatever on a Friday, and they'll just go and basically litter the whole place. Now, normally what would happen is the city attorney, right, their office would write a letter to that taxi service or whoever's doing it and say that this is a legal form of advertising. So I would just say that probably if there was some way to tap into, you know, our city attorney's office to make sure that they know who the offending patrons are, as long as we educate them, maybe that will solve some of the problems.
Mr. Benjamin.
It's a very simple thing. There's enough of us that live and work in the area that when we're out, we're seeing
snag them. I do.
I do. News racks that they're illegally posted on lampposts
everywhere.
Just take them. They're also up and down the streets of near the courthouse,
right.
Sylvan Fryer,
whenever I see him,
Delano and Calvert. They're papered on a daily basis, whether it's insurance companies, bandit taxis,
you name it.
Lawyers, it doesn't really matter. Tomorrow, the city attorney, local city attorney rep, is more than happy to be in receipt of those things. They send them a cease and desist letter. If it does continue, they can't take action against them. So it's just a matter of if council members want to do their civic duty. I do it every morning. Just go out there, police the area.
Yeah.
If you see it, snag it.
Snag it.
Take it. If you don't take it off the windshield of a car, it will end up on a resident's lawn.
Or
in the city streets.
Right.
And have to be cleaned up by the street cleaner that only comes occasionally. it's just one more blight on this area.
Yep.
So diligence. That's what it comes down to.
Yes, Maria.
Yeah. As the old saying goes, there is safety in numbers. I would not recommend anyone that's just walking down the street just snagging it, because it's people in their business. They will get upset. If we can do maybe one Saturday, kind of early, get our board members, if some people want to join us, let's have on our Van Nuys Neighborhood Council T-shirts, and let's just get up early when it's nice and cool. A bunch of us just walk just from one part of Van Nuys to the other part of Van Nuys, and one do one side and one do the other side, and we just snag them just all that day. Just nice. Let's do about an hour or two. Just walk from one end to another. If it's 10 or 15 of us, whatever, the community will see our T-shirts, will see what we're doing. So that's advertisement. And we could go back to the community and say, and with pictures for your paper, this is what we did, you know, to help our community and to clean up our community. So
I like it.
If we can do that for, let's just say next month or June, whichever one, that where everybody will be able to do it on a Saturday, and we can get it done.
Very good work. All right, you guys. Very nice. Moving on. 8H Valley Bikery request for funding. Money being requested for their nonprofit organization and for being partners for the People Street and bringing Cycle La Vía to Van Nuys. Would you be speaking on this?
Yes.
Well, that's why you're up there. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, we'll go.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody address Miriam's bike rental later, and we're going to hear from this nice lady.
Thank you. So thank you so much for putting me on the agenda and for hearing me. And I sincerely appreciate everyone's dedication for being here at 9:50 on a Wednesday. So I am a co-founder and volunteer at the Valley Bikery. We're located right near Victory and Van Nuys, just down the street. We've been there for about 3.5 years. We are a nonprofit, and we are supportive of transportation, bicycling in Van Nuys and the Valley. We do all sorts of things, such as in our space near Van Nuys and Victory. It's an education space and a do-it-yourself repair shop, so people can come in. We have donated bicycles, donated bike parts, very, very cheap, very affordable. So people can come and they can build a bike, they can learn to fix a bike, they can learn to fix a flat tire. A lot of people in Van Nuys rely on their bicycle as their primary means of transportation. I can give you all that information at the very end, my website and everything.
Yeah, let's let her go ahead and just speak, and then we'll, yes.
We offer that at very affordable prices, and nobody is ever turned away for lack of funds. So if somebody can't afford to pay, we'll do work trade. We will do volunteer, things like that. We're 100% volunteer run. So
how much money are you asking for?
Yeah, it doesn't say here.
Okay. Get right to the point.
We've got more requests than we have money.
$35,000?
We're asking for whatever you're able to give. We're looking at not being able to keep our space in Van Nuys as early as next month. Because we don't require people to pay, we don't always make a lot of money. We don't usually make a lot of money. And we do so much in addition to our space. We do events. We support Ciclovia. I'm on the Los Angeles City Bicycle Advisory Committee for CD2.
Give us a number.
So basically, ideally, we would love some help in keeping our space. So our ask for a year of rent is $3,600.
Whoa!
But we would be happy with 6 months, 1 month. Anything that you're willing to give us.
What does the council think?
May I? If she's saying she's running out next month, remember I said we only have around $4,000. If we could either give her a little bit now and some more later, or just give her all of it later, we could give her a larger sum.
Well, she has to go through the process of.
Of course, we need the paperwork. We need her 501(c). We need your BTRC.
All of that.
You have it?
Yes.
Penelope.
Yeah, that's one of the things. That's the problem. Somebody, or salaries either.
Right, and we don't have any salaries. But yeah. Somebody had actually mentioned that to me, and I wasn't sure if that was true or not. So in the application, I included two asks. So the first is the rent. The second is just to help our operational budget. So I've included our supply budget and our event budget, as well as we do a weekly Yo Cycle, which is a yoga bicycle ride. So that was included in our event budget. So,
Candito.
Mr. President, I'm always in favor of trying to help. I mean, I would love to help. I would even give you the rent. But see, you can't guarantee me that you're going to be there in a month, 2 months, 3 months. So if this council puts out money and then you're out and then there's no more money and there's no more program that you're drawing, and then,
we've spent the money for nothing.
For something else that can add a more of an impact. So do you have anybody else that's going to donate? Are you looking for funding from anybody else? You should be charging. Everybody should be dropping in a dollar.
Right. And we do charge, but we're a nonprofit, and that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be making money, but it means that we are here to primarily serve the community.
Why don't we, as a council, help her out, and not only with financially, but then promotionally?
And let me just really quickly I'd like to just respond.
Let's let her speak.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I totally forgot what I was going to say. We've been around for 5 years. We've been in Van Nuys for 3.5. There are 7 bicycle collectives in Los Angeles. And we are very connected with all of them. Before we had a space, we were mobile. Even if we lose our space, which I very much hope we will not cease to exist. We can be mobile. We can do mobile bike clinics at the park. You know, I mean, we're volunteer run, and we believe that this is really important. We believe that people should have transportation options. We believe in sustainable transportation. So, you know, it's a huge benefit to the city of Van Nuys to have us here, quite honestly. And if we have to be mobile again, yeah, it's going to very much lessen the impact that we can have. So
and
that's also why we're hoping to keep our space.
Yeah, just make another, just make another point. For people like this that come in and are willing to work for free, I know it may not be the best business model and they should charge and they should be a little more stern. But to see that people are willing to devote their time and effort and work for free because they believe in a cause so much, I would love to support you.
Thank you.
So, if it pleases the council, what are we looking at? $9.99?
That's what I would say.
Candy, yeah, did you have something again,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, just quickly, and I'm thinking, again, if you're going to go mobile, I'd rather see you apply for something that we could help you buy for your mobile. But again, unless you can guarantee this council that you're going to be there to get enough funding for at least 1 year, Mr. President, for us to.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think it's wrong, but if you come back and ask for money for your mobile, what we are also applying for funding in other sources. We just did an event on March 29th called Tour de Co-ops, which I planned for about 8 months with all the other bike collectors, which was a huge fundraiser.
So Carino had his hand up first. Oh. Carino and then Jeanette. Carino.
I first reach out to Ayla about Valley Bikery just because I thought it was a great idea to go and partners with her. And I threw the idea of having support both sides as far as the People Street and also bringing Ciclovia to Van Nuys, which I think everybody in your member totally is receptive for it. And
yeah, we're all for that.
Yeah. But I didn't see you click the like page, haven't you?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you're being called
out. But I will do that.
I
haven't been on Facebook.
I know. I know you're a busy person. But.
Maria Skelton.
Hey.
You're right.
I wasn't finished.
Jeanette and Maria. Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Marino is still speaking. Very good.
I think that having this organization helping the community is an essential part. You know, because there's one person who eliminated driving the car, who's involved with it. There's someone from Panorama City Neighborhood Council who's a member of the Valley Bikery, who totally supports it. And to have you guys be in the center of the valley would be very much important for not for Van Nuys but just for the area, in the San Fernando Valley, to look at different means of alternative transportation, and I applaud you for being a leader in this area.
Thank you.
Jeanette and Maria.
Okay. I have to say that I agree with the statement made earlier, though, that we need some kind of guarantee that we're not going to just give you the money and then you go bye-bye. But I will tell you, because we're short on funds, as I said, I'm going to suggest that we offer you $999. We can't do an even thousand. It goes in a different bracket. Mm-hmm. And then after June, we're going to have a new budget. And then if you want to come back and hit us up again, then we will consider giving you funds a second time. But we need a little bit of a guarantee that you're going to stay, first of all. Secondly, I'm wholeheartedly in agreement with my cohort over here, Q, because we do need alternate forms of transportation, and the bus lines are being cut every time we turn around. And lastly, bikes are a great thing. The problem is they often get stolen, and there's a big, huge thing in that. So we need, like I said, some kind of guarantee that you're going to hang in there. We like the idea that you're volunteering. That's what we're doing. We're not getting paid for all this work that we're getting. And when you're here as many hours as we are, you know, that's a long time. So oh, boy, under the table, huh? Anyway, I really do appreciate your coming here, but I was going to suggest one last quick thing, and that is that you hit up other nearby neighborhood councils because, as he stated, Panorama City's behind you. The
Lake Balboa Council used to be part of us, and they're right next door, so I'm sure they would probably be on board. Valley Glen used to be part of us. I'm sure they probably would be as well. So if you ask other surrounding neighborhood councils for funding as well, and give them the same kind of presentation you did us, but don't tell them that you might be leaving. That's not going to be a good thing. I think you may get support from all of them. And then that will keep you in for a year and longer, perhaps. But you just have to get out there and pound the pavement.
Maria, then Miriam Fogler. Maria. And then Mr. Kamara had his hand, or was stretching. No, Mr. Kamara had his hand up. He was not stretching. Maria, you're recognized.
I can say that I've seen that business there for a while. And it was a couple of business there before the young lady's business, and I think it was like...
Are you talking about the one on the corner? Because that's not us.
Right here, right?
Not on the very corner. That's a different business. We are not visible from the from the street.
Where are you at?
We're really hard to find, but we're on Victory, so not on the corner of Victory and Van Nuys. You have to turn on Victory, and then we're like...
It's not that shop on the corner by the newsstand.
It's not the shop on the corner. It's not that.
No, it's not.
And, yeah. So the address I can tell you is 14416 Victory Boulevard. So we're just basically, if you were to go north on Van Nuys and turn right on Victory, we'd be on the right-hand side. We're inside an office building, and we are, because we're primarily an education space and a space for people to come in and work on their bikes and a place to plan events from and start bike rides from. So we're not... we're not that shop on the corner.
Not
so
that one?
No.
Okay.
14416 Victory Boulevard, number 104.
Miriam. And Miriam and Donna want to speak on this. That's fantastic.
I can write it.
And then John Kamara also. Yeah, Miriam, please.
And I would like to get my legs, even though my problem with my feet, I can't walk and I can't stand. I like to be able to get on a bike. It's easy for me, and I have a bad back. I want to be able to have like a three-wheeler or four-wheeler, whatever it takes. Easy for me to get on, easy to get off.
They need to start playing.
He's right.
Comfortable to sit on while I'm riding this bike. Even if I have to get a bench seat. Whatever it takes.
That's a very specific request, but I mean, we could help direct you to the resources that would maybe have that.
Have a phone number I can call?
Yes, and I'll write down.
I want to do something to help the strength of my muscle.
I'll leave some cards right, here, and I'll write down all the contact information for anyone who's interested.
Very good. Thank you, Miriam. Donna, and then John Kamara, then John Henry. Donna, you're recognized.
I think this is actually a very good thing. You're giving all these things for people with these great big hotels all over.
Do you guys have bicycles built for two?
I think that bicycles are very good thing.
I don't need that.
So this is a small person that really wants to help people. And I hope that the 999 will go, and if you go out to the other neighborhood councils, I think you can get it. Can try our leader. And so I hope that she gets that 999, and I hope you stay around because we need the small things. And maybe I want to try to get on back onto a bicycle and learn.
We still have to hear from Kamara and Henry.
So
John Kamara.
Oh, yeah, I just want to make a point because I'm a native of the Valley, of course. The Encino Velodrome, that place is just awesome place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of enthusiasts over there.
Yeah,
we want to contact them.
We actually used to do a weekly bike clinic at the Encino Velodrome for about 8 or 9 months.
I've known that place for years. Also, Richard Reardon, he's a great bike enthusiast. Maybe he can support you. Or Viragosa, he might, even though he got hit once by a car, but still he loves to ride bicycles.
Very good. Mr. Hendry.
Just a quick question. Are you doing a lot of outreach in Spanish? I see a lot of Spanish people riding along, for instance, the bikeway, along the busway. And they actually are going considerable distances to get a job or whatever because they can't even afford the bus.
Yes, we do. We make every effort to make all of our written material bilingual, and more than half of our volunteers are bilingual. I think all except for one are bilingual in English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Karina, did you have one final word?
Yeah. One of the things that I was trying to do is the People Street to add like a parklet along Van Nuys Boulevard is also to give you an opportunity to do like a workshop at a parklet, which could coincide with your, you know, your services for the community.
Yeah, and we would be happy to do that. We do a lot of bike maintenance workshops, fix-a-flat workshops, urban commuter workshops at schools, at, you know, different groups and events like that. So we'd be happy to. I also want to just really quickly address Ms. Hopp's concern about sort of just a guarantee that we're going to be there. I mean, my primary job as a volunteer right now is to fundraise, is to do outreach, and is to plan events. So that's my primary focus. We have other people who are in the shop, who are leading classes. But, you know, I can tell you that we're not going anywhere. I mean, we're not going to go under. We're going to continue to provide services in some way or another, because I do believe that, you know, we need real transportation options in Los Angeles. The Valley oftentimes gets forgotten, and it's really important that we, you know.
But legally, we can't fund you if you're not in Van Nuys.
We are.
Well, there's a couple of rare instances, but it's because they do the majority of their business.
Van Nuys and Victory is definitely in Van Nuys. Penelope.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If she stays there.
Your funding request should basically just state for supplies.
Right.
That way,
there's not a problem.
So I included the second ask of the supplies and events.
Is that going to be okay, or should we amend that?
We need to amend
that. We're not officially voting on this till next month.
Yeah, we can't.
I can send you a new.
There's a few more hoops of fire you have to jump through.
39 of 79.
So I think that's what we need Jesus. To do.
So will you work with our treasurer and amend that?
Mm-hmm.
And then if it pleases the council, we'll go with $9.99 for the next executive, the next budget and finance, and the next general. Okay, so then...
executive board meeting's when?
Yes. Well, I think...
We're going to table it.
...recognize him for sure. The next... Let's relax, people. Okay, the next executive meeting is going to be May 5th, and the next general meeting is May 14th. So if we can have the paperwork in by May 5th.
All right.
Beautiful.
It'd be to your advantage to attend the meeting on May 5th, which will be in that room over there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, we'll be next door. That'll be perfect.
Thank you, Miriam. We haven't heard from you enough tonight, so that's very good. Yes, sir. Did you want to speak?
Sorry, I just want to say...
Quiet down.
She doesn't have her BT or C.
I like the idea of what they're doing here, but I think there ought to be a little rider on this if we're going to give them money. And they're on the right track. But there's one more thing that I think that they've overlooked, because I almost get hit by bicycles on a daily basis. I would like to see them not only teach how to fix the bike, but how to ride it safely.
All right.
We need to teach people how to ride it on the sidewalk so they don't kill pedestrians. They obviously don't need insurance on a bicycle.
Supposed to ride on the
Is there any way that you can help teach people how to ride bikes as well?
I'd like to see that put in a rider.
Throw that in.
If they get the funds, that they're going to also teach safety.
I'm sure we have this nice lady's word.
We actually already do that. We do beginner bicycle rides. We just did one in November. We just did a bike ride on the 29th. They're family-friendly beginner bike rides. People come out. We take them on a really relaxed route. We show them how to bike safely with pedestrians, with traffic, with cars. You know, we give them some nice routes that they can take on neighborhood streets. The main reason why people are riding on the sidewalk is because they're too afraid to ride in the street. They're not trying to hurt pedestrians. And so we are doing our best to help give people the skills and the confidence to ride safely with all road users. And we will continue to do that.
We will see you soon.
And thank you so much for your offer.
Yes, Derek.
Offer.
I recommend a partnering program that maybe we can get them partnered with the museum, the tours that goes on Van Nuys.
That could be something.
A biking tour that starts.
We would love that.
That is absolutely a great idea. Cool. Yeah,
and just to address the people who had questions about contact, I'll leave some cards on the table there, so you can feel free to grab those. And you can also check out our website, valleybikery.com. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Very nice. We'll see you next month.
And that's valleybikery, BIKERY.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Moving on, 8J, VNNC funding for Valley Alliance and Neighborhood Council's mixer tomorrow, with money going to support the event, not to exceed $500. There it is. Do we have any discussion or debate on this? Fantastic. So I make a motion that we adopt 8J as is. With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
In 1 second. Okay, President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Oh, yeah, I have to do that on the phone.
Can I have one?
Okay.
Treasurer Hopp.
No, I know.
Aye.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Mr. Anand.
Aye.
Mr. Kamara.
Yes.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara.
Yes.
Ms. Savard.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Lazarevitz.
Yes.
Mr. Lynn.
She's Latin.
Yes.
She's Latin.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Latino.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Del Valle.
Ms. Skelton.
Yes.
Mr. Waleko.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Very good.
Right. I wrote to Jill Barad, and I told her that you are attending tomorrow night. You bring the P card, and we can
do it right then. In. Yeah, I told her that already, too.
Very good work. Next up, update and planning and briefing on the VNNC Disaster Preparedness Summit. We, with the good help of Jerry Martin, have secured this room for April 30th. We, the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, will be hosting a special council meeting on the 30th to address disaster preparedness, and that alone. We have commitments from Stacy Gerlich, who's with the Department of Homeland Security and the LAFD. We are working on trying to get Jorge Villegas, the commanding officer for the Valley for LAPD. We have calls into the mayor's office and a whole bunch of other people. I will send out a blast email tomorrow in regards to that. And we are moving forward on all of this. I'm sorry? We're looking at like basically 6:30 to 8:30 or 7 to 9. It's going to be Wednesday, April 30th in this room. And like I said before, this is going to be a very nice and large event. We're working with the Department of Homeland Security and the White House on this. So that is very good. My thanks to Joseph for helping pull this together. And then Cheryl Cashman with LAPD, one of the volunteers, is doing all of this. If you guys remember last year, Cheryl came before us and gave a whole presentation. She wanted to step it up a notch, so that's why we're doing this special council meeting. And I will send out the blast email. Moving. Yes. No, it's going to be basically like earthquake mostly.
I will have information about
there. I wish I had pulled up that email. There is one on my. I'll call you, Maria. They sent me one, and I already signed up. It's Saturday. It's the 12th and 13th, or 13th and 14th.
Yeah, I sent that out. The Lake Balboa Neighborhood Council was partnering with CERT,
and it's going to be over at the Armory on Victory Boulevard. That's, you know, where we went for that.
Yes.
Where we got
are
the plaques.
Going to that?
I signed up to go to it. She hasn't. Her computer isn't working, but I signed up for that. And if you want, I'll sign you up too. It's an all-day thing, both Saturday and Sunday.
Thank you. Very good. Very good. Yes, ma'am.
Are you accepting other people to participate in that?
Yes.
I'm an American Red Cross trainer.
Perfect.
Here, thank you.
Yes. Come get my card, email me, and I'll put you on the list. Yep, Cheryl's Red Cross. And the more the merrier. That's fantastic.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. It's April 30th. It's 3 weeks from today. Okay, that's something different
that
Jeanette
else.
Will call you about tomorrow at 6 in the morning. Moving on. VNNC to submit a community impact statement stating the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council opposes the relocation of Fire Station 39 to the corner of Oxnard and Vesper per the mitigated negative declaration of February 2014 and Fire Station 39's relocation B to the northwest corner of Friar and Cedros or any other feasible site considered by the city for such purpose or otherwise. Discussion and debate.
Before you do that, you must let Mr. Lynn know he must recuse himself since he was the spearhead for that group and he can't vote on that issue.
That is true. That is true.
I think it's only if he stands to gain financial.
If he has a house in that neighborhood and he's trying to get roofing replacement, he's trying to get double pane windows, and he's trying to get insulation for his entire house, that's gaining substantially. I'm sorry, but that does qualify for disqualification. Thank you.
George,
let's hear from Mr. Anand. Yes, sir.
May I just say that, okay, according to, forget about that aspect of the financial gain or not, there's an ethical question.
Right. Absolutely.
And the actual way the law is that even if there's any question or
correct
appearance
correct
of ethical, so basically if it's questionable, you're not allowed to do it according to the LA ethics law.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's up to you. You're the president to make that decision, but I just bring that to your attention.
I would like to hear what Mr. Lynn thinks. Do you think you should recuse yourself from this vote or not?
He absolutely should. Of course he doesn't want to.
Let's hear from Councilmember
Lynn.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. It's been a long night. I've waited a long time. In answer to your question, I asked this question this afternoon from Dunn. I have sat here and read the handbook. I would refer you and everyone to page 108 of the handbook, which states, and I'll read it. And first of all, before I read it, I just want to say I am not asking anyone for double pane windows or whatever other stuff you just said. I don't know where you got that from. I'm not asking anyone for anything. I'm asking that this fire station not be built, as I think everyone well knows at that site. To get back to the point, page 108 talks about conflicts of interest, and it says, and I quote, even if a board member's economic interest is foreseeable and material, he or she does not have a legal conflict of interest unless the decision's impact on his or her economic interest is different from the general public's impact. In other words, and they give an example, if a board member is participating in a decision on an issue that will affect the general public's financial interests in the same manner as his or her own interests, even though the decision will have a material economic impact on the board member's financial interest, it does not create a conflict of interest. Now, in plain English, I happen to live across the street from where this is. That makes it material. That does not make it any different from anyone else who lives anywhere around there. If that were the test, no one who lives around here who has an interest in such an issue could vote on anything. I don't believe I do, and I believe I just explained why not.
Derek, did you have your hand up?
No, I
concur. It's very clear. Yeah. Jeanette, did you have something to say?
Yes, because the city has already spent more than $3 million on that site. Excuse me, I didn't interrupt you. Thank you. Has spent more than $3 million on that project site already. That came out of our taxpayer dollars. That does impact everyone, not just the few people that live there, but everyone in the city of Los Angeles. And I'm sorry, but they're now going to ask us for a half-cent increase in our sales tax again. So I'm saying that it will adversely impact us, and I say that because of that, he should recuse himself. Thank you.
Let's focus on 8L. Real quick, does anybody else on the council have anything in regards to this? Mr. Anand is recognized.
Was there a public hearing on this matter?
Thank you.
Yes.
You know, being that I'm on the Bylaws and Government Affairs Committee chair, that's basically the only reason why I'm bringing this stuff up. The only thing that I would say is that, like you said, if your housing values are going to be decreased by this, then I believe one of the ethics... And I thought about that, but one of the things that came up on our ethics training and the ethics videos was they asked if they were going to put a wall up, for example, was one of the things they brought up, and they said that you had to recuse yourself because it would have an impact on your property.
Correct.
And one of the things they brought up was property, and if it was within a certain distance of your property. Now, I don't remember exactly what that distance was to your property, but I'm sure that it did.
Yes, but it's
no, no, and it's not saying if you want a wall. It's saying that if you're against the wall was what the ethics thing was that if it was going to materially affect in a negative way your property value, that was also still considered part of that. Now I'm just saying that's what I remember from the ethics training. You're the lawyers.
Benjamin is recognized.
I'm just saying because I'm
our vice president is recognized.
It clearly is a non-issue here. The issue is whether the fire station, whether we should ask or whether we should create a letter of support for the fire station being moved. In no way, shape, or form does this have anything to do with the present location that the city has designated for the fire station. It is a non-issue. It's a non-issue. The issue at hand is whether we should create a statement, a declaration, that we support the station finding an alternative site. End of argument.
That is true. What we would be voting on is this exact language, which is just basic. Can I speak? Am I allowed to speak? I'm only the president. This exact language is what we're voting on, and I would have to agree with our vice president that if Mr. Lynn casts a vote for this exact language, he would not be violating any ethics laws as is. Now, it might be safe for us as a council to add the stipulation that if we send this information down to downtown and there was something that was not as ethical, that you could maybe withdraw your vote next general meeting, just to be on the safe side for this council. But the way I see it, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Lynn, just as any of these other council people, will be voting on this exact language, which is moving the fire station. And that's it. When we go, whether this passes or not tonight, when this is submitted downtown, it has to be this word for word, period.
Just one point of information that, you know, he can't just undo his vote because he would have been participated in debate.
Sure.
So that wouldn't, you would have to totally redo it and it would have to be totally redone.
It's either you.
Well, what does, I mean, anybody else on the council have anything in regards to this?
I think it's clear that it's within the bylaws to okay Mr. Lynn to go ahead and vote, take participation in this vote.
On the relocation
on
of the fire station.
On this even, yes.
Just on this language.
On this
language,
okay,
Candy,
yes.
You're recognized. Yes, sir. Actually, yeah, let's hear from Lydia. That would be fantastic. We're going to go ahead and hear from Lydia.
Okay, this is my own personal opinion. I'm not speaking as a commissioner, but I've been attending a lot of meetings, and it is my understanding when it comes to ethics violations or things of conflict to interest that it is up to the council member themselves, the neighborhood council member, to decide whether they have a conflict and can contact the city attorney for advice. But it's not up to anybody else on the council to determine whether somebody has a conflict or not.
Okay.
What would you suggest in this particular instance?
It's not our decision. He can vote.
Yeah.
Just plain old. All right. I have no problem with that. Candy.
He contacted Dunn.
He contacted
the city attorney.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, you did contact Dunn, and you have, like, record of that in case this comes up again like this?
I have a cell phone.
I'm saying, like, did you send an email and you have – okay.
It's a moot point, though. It's a moot point. She clearly stated that it's his decision.
No, that's fine. Because this is such a hot issue in all our relations, and Mr. Lynn, and now that you're on the council, we need written proof when we contact Dunn, when we contact this person or that person. Also, for everyone on the council, when we're doing official government business, it has to come from our vnnc.org email address. And I'm not singling anybody out, Jeanette, but if you're emailing... somebody from Bunny Hop, Hop, Hop Bunny.
Oh, they sent it to me at
right?
both.
Okay. From here on out, as the president, I am recommending and asking that everybody in your official capacity on this council, if you're doing official government business, to do it from vnnc.org, your email address only. All right? Bunny Hop and everybody else. Okay. And Mr. Lynn, I'm going to set up your email address and get that to you by tomorrow. With that, Candy, you are
thank you, Mr. President. Yes, you know, I may have disagreements with Mr. Benjamin, but this is one of the reasons why I do like him on the neighborhood council. And again, the wording states what it states, and again, it's to relocate it to another area, a better area, etc. And Ms. Hopp, you argued the fact that millions of dollars have been spent, his money, their money, everybody's money, so we all have an interest in that. So, I mean, thank you for bringing that up. You maybe shouldn't vote because we've spent $3 million or what. So again, let's move this forward. Mr. Paul, it's amazing when you talk about ethics, and I'm not picking on you, but I want to point things out. When you were trying to get your liquor license for your 7-Eleven, you came here and brought us coffee, and told us it was all free, and then all of a sudden we get a bill from you and we're paying you for the coffee. So
we never paid him. We weren't able to do it. Thank you.
But he asked for payment. But again, I'm just asking. I have the floor. You did issue a bill. It was returned out. That's not the point. The point is what we're talking about is the issue of when you're talking about one thing, but it still has the same application.
Let's get back to the fire station.
All right, so let's move this forward.
Very good. Hold on. Whoa. Let's calm down. Let's step away from the microphone. This gentleman behind you was recognized first, behind Donna. All right, this gentleman is recognized.
Point of order in the form of a question.
Yes, sir.
If this man isn't allowed to vote, it still affects the vote because you won't have the same quorum.
Well, thank you for that. Miriam, sure, let's hear from Miriam and Donna again.
I'd like to know the issue with what I never heard it in the Daily News. I never heard anything announcement. There was a public hearing. Was there a public hearing on this matter? Because if there was, and the community didn't come out at the time,
Miriam,
and nobody bothered to say anything about it at the time,
we have thoroughly discussed the fire station issue with this council.
But absolutely. You're talking about the fire station. I'm reiterating, and I have a right to speak here to say
that it was already done.
Yeah, since it was a done thing, the people didn't come out at the time. Why didn't they object to it then?
Exactly.
That's what's the problem is that we spent $3 million.
Thank you, Mr.
Are they willing to reprimand the city back the $3 million to relocate it? That would be great.
8L.
City back.
8L. If it pleases yes, Donna.
Just real fast. Okay. Even though I'm not really happy about spending all that money, I think that these people are wrong not doing it earlier. But the main fact in the matter is he allowed to vote. It's just simply a letter saying that I agree that that should be moved, and I don't really see why he can't vote.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I think Jeff has some things to state on the matter.
Mr. Lynn,
go ahead and go for the vote. And I'd just like to also remind the board that we already supported this once. This is just we're having another community impact statement because there was new information out. And Jeff is going to go over that, but we've supported it once, and I'd like to support it again.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lynn.
All right. Thank you very much. Sorry for all of that ado.